From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The UN Security Council members say they will continue to crack down on North Korea if its nuclear and ballistic missile testing continues. This after a Friday vote in which the council approved a resolution that sharply cuts limits on North Korea's imports of refined oil, forces all North Koreans working overseas to return home within 12 months, and cracks down on shipping to and from the country. Robert Smart is the UK ambassador to the UN.
Through the adoption of this resolution, we are showing the regime that our will is strong and that these provocative actions have severe consequences.
An Afghan official says suicide bombing in southern Kandahar province Friday killed an area commander, hours after U.S. Vice President Mike Pence made a surprise trip to Afghanistan's Bagram airfield where he addressed American troops. During his visit, Pence met with the Afghan president and chief executive to discuss U.S. strategy and bilateral cooperation in the fight against the Taliban. Later, while addressing U.S. troops at the airbase, Pence said the new Afghan strategy U.S. President Donald Trump announced in August is making progress on the ground.
And this commander-in-chief has empowered our battlefield commanders with the freedom and flexibility you need to win. Bureaucrats don't win battles. Soldiers do. And under this president, we will never allow bureaucracy to stand in the way of victory.
Meanwhile, the Taliban did claim responsibility for the attack in Kandahar province. A U.S. jury has convicted two South American former soccer officials on charges of corruption, the first trial verdicts in a U.S. investigation into world soccer's governing body, FIFA. The federal jury in New York deliberated for a week before deliberating and delivering the verdict. Find more at voanews.com. The U.S. government has imposed a new round of sanctions against one of Russia's oldest organized criminal gangs. This is known as Thieves in Law. The U.S. Treasury Department targeted 10 alleged members of that group, as well as designated the entire network as a transnational criminal organization. The new U.S. designation means now that U.S. individuals and firms are now banned from doing business with Thieves in Law or with people linked to the group. It also means that assets held by the crime organization in the United States can be frozen. U.S. President Donald Trump in a celebratory mood Friday after signing a $1.5 trillion overhaul tax law. Mr. Trump said he wanted to fulfill a pledge to sign the biggest tax cuts and reform in our country by Christmas. He slammed congressional Democrats for not embracing the bill after they said the bill benefits the rich.
I think the Democrats will really regret. The Democrats already regret it. They have their typical thing, it's for the rich. They know that's not true. And they've been called out on it by the media, actually.
The president also signed a short-term funding bill that would keep the government functioning through the holidays and into the new year. The 30-day spending measure puts off the possibility of a government shutdown until late January. The UN Refugee Agency reports thousands of people are fleeing from a fresh wave of intercommunal violence this week in the Democratic Republic of Congo's Ituri region. The UN Refugee Agency reports that more than 2,650 refugees, mostly women and children, have fled to Uganda. They've been in search of safety all the week. It notes that this is five times the usual number of arrivals there. A U.S. lawmaker now wants an investigation into the treatment of 92 Somalis who were allegedly chained to their seat for nearly 2 days during a botched attempt to deport them back into their country. Some of the Somalis allegedly had to urinate on themselves because they were not allowed to get up during an excursion that took them from the U.S. to Dakar, Senegal, and back again. Once investigation representative Keith Ellison of Minnesota, whose congressional district is home to the largest community of Somali Americans in the U.S., said reports of what happened on the flight are profoundly disturbing and represents a tremendous violation of the civil and human rights of detainees. Romanian lawmakers could end up smelling like roses if they succeed in passing a law to ban unpleasant odors. Lawmakers from the opposition Save Romania Union Friday submitted a smell law that aims to outlaw some of the country's most offensive stenches and includes fines for violators. Parliament is expected to debate the legislation next year. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.